protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by...
9 seconds, the catcher, number 31, Jimmy Crooks.
And welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium radio broadcast here, home of the Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Lisa Pride, and I'm happy to bring you, friends, game 5 of the 6-game set. So wherever you may be, just stick in, tune in, and we've got so much going on here at the ballpark that I have my eyes on everywhere. But wherever you're at, I hope you enjoy the next few hours here of baseball with me. First up here for our pregame show, we have... One of the star pitchers, a very young pitcher on the Cardinals roster, is Tink Hentz. And I talked to Tink just the other day, so I've got a treat for you. His first interview here with the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
For the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network pregame show, and I'm here with Tink Hentz, one of our star pitchers here on the roster of the Cardinals. And Tink, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. I appreciate it.
What a season that you've had here with the Cardinals. We are not forgetting the combined no-hitter. We haven't talked to you about that. What was that experience like for you? You know, you guys all went like 3 innings that day. And just to, you know, find out and be involved in a no-hitter.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, like, it was the last inning. We needed like 2 outs. Everybody kind of standing up in the dugout, just not really want to jinx it, but just trying to make sure we keep our guy up that's trying to get the last 2 outs. And it was one more out left, and it was 2 strikes, the last pitch. I mean, it's like you could feel it before it even happened. And like we got the last out, like everybody, you could see the smiles on the whole team face. I mean, everybody was happy, like it was a team job, and we was excited.
Yeah, you were the starting pitcher. So who knew what was going to happen, you know, after you were done? Mm-hmm. But you set the pace right from the start.
Yes, man. I mean, every time I go, I just try to keep a fast pace and get my defense off the field and put some runs on the board. I know they don't want to be out there, so it's good to get them off and keep them rested, ready to hit.
And then going from, you know, way back then and then to your last start here in this series just a couple of games ago, mm-hmm. and seeing you on the mound, continuing to dominate, what's been the difference from, you know, from the beginning of the season till now, as far as anything pitching-wise that you've been doing?
Really just kind of learning how my pitches work off one another, like early in the season. Maybe I was throwing change-ups, but later now I'm figuring it out, like, I can use anything and throw anything that I need to. So really just finding what's going to make me consistent. That's the goal, to be as consistent as I can and work from there.
What have you found as far as your comfort zone? What pitches, and you talk about being consistent, mm-hmm. like what is that comfort right now for you?
I'm excited to use all my pitches in the game. I know sometimes like my confidence get down on certain pitches when they don't work in the game, but we always use the off time, the bullpens, just to reset the mind and just keep moving forward, try to get better.
Do you have a favorite pitch? The fastball and the slider? What do you like?
I say my favorite pitch is the fastball because I like to challenge the hitter and show him it's, my best pitch versus you. So, I like to attack hitters, and I also like to depend on my slider, too. Like, I feel like that's my best as far as working on my fastball, but everything's coming all together, and I'm happy.
I'm sure that fastball's going to get faster, too. You're very young and still growing and learning, so I'm sure that's going to tick up a little, too, which will be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the team has been very careful, as far as your pitch count this season, is it hard for you, being such a competitor, to like have to hold back and know that, okay, I'm not going to go deep in this game?
It is. Like, when they first told me when I came up, I was like, because I was, even early in the season, I started off in extended and then get moved up to May, but they got a plan for me, and I'm just going off what they have. So, even though I'm only going out giving my team maybe 3-4 innings per hour, and I just want to make it as efficient and as best as I can to set them up to win the game.
You have to really trust the process as far as just really listening to the organization then. And you have one more start this season then. What's the pitch count for you? Will you get to pitch a little more that last start? And with the potential playoff situation, are you raising your hand for that too?
I'm excited to see what happens. Maybe I can go more. Just depends on whatever they need. But I'm here. I'm open for it. I feel good. My body feel good. So we're just ready to see.
And then finally, your name is Tink. Can you tell us your name? How do you pronounce as far as your given name?
My real name is Markevian Hintz. Not too many people call me that. I always went by Tink. It's easier and it's really catchy. Everybody caught on to it. So I've been going from that probably just as much as my regular name. So.
And I read that comes from stinker, like a nickname when you're little, right?
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to try and hide as you get up the ladder and to spring training around the big leaguers? Do you want them to know that? Or?
It's no big deal to me. It's life is like a story, so I'm always making a story behind whatever I'm working towards. So, it's probably going to come up some more, but it's all fun.
Yeah, it'll just be all fun and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining me here today, Tink.
Yes, no problem. I appreciate it.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free, and the home of the
for the Cardinals in left field, Nathan Church. In center field is Joshua Baez. In right field is Alex Iadesernia.
What a great rendition. Once again, Sweet Lou there on the mic for us here at the Dean, singing the national anthem, and now he's going to run back up. He's our official scorekeeper, so he'll be up in the booth very soon. Also, what a great interview it was with Tink Hintz. You heard him talk about, what it was like this season, not only throwing that no-hitter, but also just having to hold back, that he really, was on a pitch count this season. And some of those games, I think he could have went even deeper, but
he's very young. Cardinals being very protective. We'd like to see him be able to pitch if the Cardinals make the playoffs, but we'll see about that. But for now, we've got game five of the six-game set here with the Daytona Tortugas. I cannot believe this is the last game for the Palm Beach Cardinals here at home in front of fans. There'll be one more game here in the regular season, that is, but that'll be tomorrow. No fans in the stands. We do have some staff members, family and friends that come in, but this is the last day, last night, last game where we have paying fans. So let's take a look at who's on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's the lefty, Alex Cornwell. He's 4-3 on the season with a 4.69 ERA. In 22 games, he has started 8 of them, and he actually has 3 saves and 3 opportunities. In 63 and a third innings pitched, Alex has struck out 71 batters, opponents batting .287. So that's the lefty on the hill. The starting lineup for the Tortugas, Austin Callahan will lead things off. He's the third baseman, batting .276. Then it'll be Hector Rodriguez, the center fielder, batting .273. And Jack Rogers is in the third spot for the Tortugas. He's the right fielder, batting .283. In the fourth spot, it'll be Logan Tanner. We're getting ready for the first pitch. Cornwell delivers. Taken by Callahan. It's a called strike. Behind the plate, it's Connor McKenna. Around the base pass, the umpire is Robert Ginther. Today is an umpire balls and strikes call. He's calling the balls and strikes, but also a challenge day where the pitcher, hitter, and catcher can challenge. Ball lifted up into right field on the run. It's Alex Iadesernia, and he'll make the grab. So Callahan is retired as he flies out to right. There's one down. So Callahan, Rodriguez, Rogers. Logan Tanner is the cleanup hitter for the Tortugas. He's the catcher. In the fifth spot for Daytona, it's the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Then the left fielder, Justin Boyd, will bat in the sixth spot. In the seventh spot, it'll be the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. In the eighth spot, it'll be the second baseman, as the ball is hit through the infield into left. So Hector Rodriguez is aboard with a single here. A one-out single to left, Rodriguez at first base. That'll bring up Jack Rogers. So as the Tortugas were going through the lineup, the number 8 hitter in the lineup is the second baseman, Johnny Ascanio. The designated hitter, Wilfred Astudillo, will bat in the 9th spot. So Callahan, Rodriguez, Rogers, Tanner, Arroyo, Boyd, Pino, Ascanio, and Astudillo. Foul ball left side. Rogers will return back to the plate. No balls and a strike with an out. You can hear the fans here. We have mascot mania tonight. Hometown heroes. Here's the 0-1 that's in the dirt. And the sun that keeps coming in, just like peeks in and out between clouds. Right now, bright sunshine on the field, blazing. It's the kind where you can probably hit feel it as it hits your skin. It starts to burn. You're like, I need some sunscreen or get out of this sun. But it is very sunny right now. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Chopper left side waiting on it. Curiel, he'll throw to second, relay to first. It's in time. So the nice 5-6-3 double play gets the Cardinals out of this first inning. We'll go to the first, or the bottom of the first. It'll be Church, Crooks, the third, and Bias for the Cardinals. There's no score on the board. We do have a player, the Tortugas. It looks like it's Rodriguez that's on the field and hurt. We'll head to a break and we'll catch you back up to speed. No score on the board. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that...
Welcome back. Lisa Pride here, bringing you all nine innings here with the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Daytona Tortugas. At the plate, it's Nathan Church for the Cardinals. He'll fly this ball into the bullpen. He'll hop over to the bleachers, too, right behind the bullpen there. We had a short delay as Hector Rodriguez, he was hurt by second base, couldn't get up for a while. The golf cart had to come out, the trainers. And so now instead of Rodriguez in center field and batting in the number two spot, it'll be Justin Boyd in center. Blake Dunn will actually take his spot, and he'll patrol left field here for the Tortugas. Church goes down swinging, strikeout victim number one for Andrew Moore. So Andrew Moore is on the hill. No record here with the Daytona Tortugas, but he has a record this season as he played for Modesta and was traded here, was involved in a trade. So he's 2-1 on the season, 2.54 ERA overall. No record here with the Tortugas with a 5.40 ERA. He's appeared in four games, make it number five now here today. This is his second start for the Tortugas. Jimmy Crooks III is at the plate, batting from the left side. Two balls and no strikes to Crooks. So the Cardinals, their lineup reads as such. The left fielder Nathan Church struck out. He's the first out here, and he's the leadoff hitter. Jimmy Crooks is at the plate. He'll take that pitch. It's a called strike. So 3-1 is the count. Batting in the number three spot for the Cardinals is a center fielder, Joshua Bias. He's batting 298. The 3-1 pitch is given a ride to left, or actually right field, against the wind, and it will fly over the fence in right. So Jimmy Crooks, the third, getting the Cardinals on the board right away with a solo shot over the right field wall. That's his second home run of the season. Lots of wind, it's blowing in right. But Jimmy had enough power. He went against the wind and drove it right over the wall in right field at the 350 mark. So the Cardinals go up 1-0 with only one hit so far in the ballgame. At the plate, it's Joshua Bias. He has the ability to hit some homers too. The righty at the plate doesn't have to go against the wind. The 0-1, the floater right at the letters, and right away Joshua wants to challenge it as he taps the top of Ed's helmet.
Challenge call is upheld, strike is the call.
It's upheld, so it is a strike. So that will be a strike against the Palm Beach Cardinals. They'll lose a challenge. They only have three. Pop up left side in foul territory. Shading over by the tarp, but it'll hit the green seats. Watch out, mascots. We've got a bunch roaming here in the concourse. So Bias can return back to the plate as that ball was hit foul out of play. So Bias batting in the third spot for Palm Beach. In the cleanup spot on deck, it's the first baseman, Thomas Francisco, batting in the fifth spot for Palm Beach, swinging a miss. So Bias will go down swinging. That's two strikeouts here for Moore just in the first. In between, though, Crooks, the solo shot over the right field wall. The Cardinals have the 1-0 lead. Francisco will come to the plate. Batting in the fifth spot for the Cardinals is the designated hitter, Leonardo Bernal. Following him is the second baseman, Brody Moore. Strike delivered, 0-1 the count. Right fielder, Alex Iadesurnia, will bat in the seventh spot for the Cardinals. The shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, will follow him in the eighth spot. And in the ninth spot for Palm Beach is the third baseman, Michael Curiali. Wild pitch delivered by Moore. 1-1 is the count. Moore, as I mentioned, mostly a reliever here this season, as with Modesta and Daytona. He has pitched in 29 games, and this is only his second start. So he might only go a couple of innings. We'll see how long he can last. And then it's to the bullpen for the Daytona Tortugas. 2-1 the count with two outs. Moore kicks, delivers, misses outside. Receiving the righty is Logan Tanner. At first base is Yasiel Pino. Escanio is at second. Arroyo at short. Callahan at third. Called strike. From left to right in the outfield, now it's Dunn, Boyd, and Rogers with the injury to Hector Rodriguez, who was the starting center fielder for the Tortugas. Payoff pitch coming, and that one's wide of the plate. It was a breaking ball that misses. The release point wasn't where Moore wanted it to be, so Francisco will take off all his gear and head to first base. I've got so much going on up here at the in the booth. And I'm here solo. I wish I would have called that solo shot by Crooks a little bit better. I was looking at right field, said left. Kind of felt like the Artemis launch here today. That just did not go. The rocket up in the Kennedy Space Center. But Crooks, he launched that ball at the right field wall. We'll take it. Bernal at the plate, batting from the left side. 95 mile per hour fastball got by him, but This one didn't at 97, but he'll ground out to second base to end the inning. One leave is left stranded. That's Francisco. But we've got one run on one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the top of the second here at the Dean, and it'll be Tanner, Arroyo, and Boyd for the Tortugas. 1-0, the Cardinals lead. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Right seat for their age and size. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles,
we're back, and you're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network with the Cardinals up 1-0 here early off the bat of Jimmy Crooks, the third, a solo shot over the right field wall. Now Alex Cornwell is working on Logan Tanner. Strike delivered at 91. Tanner, Arroyo, and Boyd are up first here for the Tortugas, and hopefully that's it. Here's the 1-1 at the knees, just missing inside. The catcher is batting 132, has a double, and is driven in one. So the call, there's been a challenge. It's been overturned, a strike called. So 1-2 is the count. Teams are getting busy using that challenge that they can. Each team has three challenges, two balls, two strikes. Cornwell delivers. That's inside missing, so the count goes full now to Tanner. You can challenge as many times as you want if you're correct, but once you know you challenge and you're not correct, then that goes against you. Once again, just pitcher, catcher, and hitter. The managers, coaches do not have an input. It happens so quickly, tap or foul. Either the catcher, pitcher, or batter will tap the top of their cap or helmet. Umpire does the same. He's got the earpiece in, the ABS, automatic balls and strikes, tells him if it was a ball or a strike, and immediately he can, you know, signal if it's overturned or not, and the PA announcer then announces it. Payoff pitch coming. That one will miss. But for now, Connor McKenna, he's calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. He'll call that a ball, so Tanner will head to first base. That's the first walk allowed by Cornwell. 15, receiving Arroyo. Alex is Jimmy Crooks III. Thomas Francisco is at first base. Brody Moore's at second for the Cardinals. Jeremy Rivas at short. And Michael Curiali is the third baseman here for Palm Beach. From left to right in the outfield, it's Nathan Church, Joshua Baez, and Alex Iadesurnia. Pitch delivered at 92. It misses. So that'll have Crooks going out to talk to his pitcher. He's seen enough balls. He knows Cornwell can do better. So they've got their backs to us so they can have a brief discussion so no one else can overhear them. They've got a runner at first base. Arroyo's batting. 293 overall. He was picked up in a trade. This is his 23rd game with Daytona, his 110th overall. Swing, and it gets by the catcher. Maybe he thought it was a foul tip. I'm not sure, but that'll be enough to have Tanner go to second base. Looks like it might be a foul tip, but I guess it just got by Crooks with the swing. So 1-1 is the count. So Arroyo in 109 games with two teams overall, batting 293, 24 doubles, 9 triples, 14 home runs, and 78 runs batted in. He'll pop this one up to the right side. Waiting on it is Iadecernia. He can't find it in the sun. It drops in front of him as the second baseman Moore is trying to go out to help him, but there was no way. Iadecernia, he planted himself for a while just trying to find the ball. We're starting a half hour early here than we normally do, and that sunshine is on the left side, and it's just going right into the eyes of everybody on the right side of the diamond, let alone if you're on the left side. It's just hitting you, you know, on the right side of your face, that peripheral vision there. So that will have Arroyo at first base safely and Tanner at third base. Runners at the corners, 1-0 ball game in favor of the Cardinals. Pitch deliver, that one's going foul out of play to the right side. Slowly the sun is going to dip. Maybe it's going to even find some clouds, because it did find some clouds in the first inning to dip by, but that was hard. I see there are some shadows now. That might be in a relief if a ball comes to Iadecernia next. That's not an error. It's a hit. Ground ball up the middle. Diving after it is Revis. Coming around to score is Tanner from third, with his helmet flying off and his hair flying in the wind. Arroyo heads to third base. So Justin Boyd, first pitch, no outs, single, driving in Logan Tanner to tie the ball game here at the Dean.
First baseman, number 25, Yasiel Pino.
Aggressive base running going all the way from first to third is Arroyo. Tortugas have tied it up off the bat of Boyd. First pitch, he liked it, hit it hard. And diving after it was Revis. Fly ball into right center, taken by the center fielder. Here comes the throw. But Arroyo will be safe as he crosses the plate. So now the Tortugas take over the 2-1 lead here. The throw came in, but not to home plate. So a sacrifice fly off the bat of Pino. And it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Tortugas. Ascanio steps in. He's batting 244 going after the first pitch at 92, swinging and missing. No one's warming up in the bullpen for the Cardinals yet. Cornwell's working on his 21st pitch. 14 strikes. Runner at first base with one out. Strike delivered. No balls, two strikes, as now the sun has dipped behind the clouds. So there's no sun on the field. Not in anyone's eyes right now. Last pitch at 77. Nothing in two. The kick, the pitch upstairs. Fastball misses. So Boyd at first base. Only out was the sacrifice fly by Pino. The Cardinals have won all four ball games this series against the Tortugas last night, winning a squeaker 3-2. The magic number for Palm Beach is 5 to get in the playoffs. The way it stands right now, Palm Beach is leading the East. Chopper, right side. It'll be trouble with the runner in front of the second baseman, Moore. He does field it well, throw to first in time. That'll advance Boyd to second as Ascanio grounds out. So Boyd in scoring position, the number 9 hitter will come to the plate. The designated hitter, Wilfred Astudillo. Studios batting 224, lefty on righty matchup, and it's a Ball up the middle, right over the head of Cornwell. Boyd will round third base, head home. Now the Tortugas have a two-run lead. They're up 3-1. So Astudillo, first pitch, hits it up the middle, a liner. Cornwell had to duck out of the way. It just came so fast. That's the only thing. He could either react and put up his glove or, you know, dip out of the way. It was coming at his head. The Tortugas have found a way. The key is just attack that fastball, that first pitch. There it is again. First pitch into right field. It was a ground ball through the infield with the shift on that advances Astudillo, who is a big guy. He is not speedy at all, to second base, and Callahan base hit. I think you've got to plan, if you're Cornwell and the Cardinals defense, that the Tortugas are swinging at the first pitch. You've got to be ready. It's really splitting up the defense, though. The guys are diving here and there. You know, they've shifted where they should be, but Tortugas are just finding the spots today. Tortugas are getting set to bat around, as seven batters have come to the plate. This will be number eight, and it'll be Blake Dunn, who is in place of the injured Hector Rodriguez. So a lefty on righty matchup, two outs, runners at first and second for the Tortugas. The Tortugas, down 1-0, are now up 3-1 here in just in the top of the second. Cornwell delivers a breaking ball, which could be pretty smart. Dunn lays off of it, takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Second pitch, up the middle. No chance for anyone to get to it. Rounding third base is the big guy, Astudillo. Here comes the throw. It's off the mark as the designated hitter slides in safely. And now the Tortugas have scored four runs here in the top of the second. So Blake Dunn with the two-out RBI single.
Right fielder, number seven,
Callahan
Rogers
advances to second base. Jack Rogers will step up to the plate. A lefty-on-lefty matchup after Rogers. If he doesn't get out, the Tortugas have batted around and are starting back with Logan Tanner, who led off this inning. Cornwell delivers and misses at 85. Cardinals wearing their red tops, white bottoms. Now there is action in the bullpen for the Cardinals. The Tortugas are wearing their green tops and their gray bottoms. Chopper, right side. That'll go foul. He was jammed. He topped it off. It rolled real weakly on the ground to first base. Francisco was there to field it. But it went foul, and that'll have Rogers going back to the box. Tortugas with their, say it's like a forest green. The Tortugas in their fancy script. I don't know what kind of script that is, but it says Tortugas across their chest. Here's the 1-1. The Cardinals, they have the traditional St. Louis Cardinals kind of uniforms here in Palm Beach. So they've got the birds and a bat across their chest, script Palm Beach. Red caps with the PB. White lettering, white numbers. The 2-1. There's a liner that falls into left center. Rounding third base is Callahan. He'll score standing up. Here comes the throw to second. Sliding in safely is Jack Rogers. So Rogers, two out. Hit that drives in another run. The Tortugas just cannot be stopped here in the second, and this is unusual, or it can mean that the Cardinals are going to start scoring a lot of runs, because both these teams play each other very tightly. One run, two run, three run ball games. It's unusual to have any more than that. Timeout. Gary Kendall will go to the mound. That'll be it for Cornwell. He's thrown enough pitches, 31 pitches, 21 for strikes. We'll take a little brief time out here with a 5-1 lead. The Tortugas are up. There'll be a new pitcher on the hill. I'll let you know who that is right after this. Like a little Wi-Fi technical difficulty, but that's okay. We'll get our commercials going. We've got a new pitcher on the hill. It's Brian Pope for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch delivered by the righty is a strike to Logan Tanner. So the Tortugas have batted around, and they have scored 5 runs off of 7 hits here in the second. Pope goes outside and misses. 1-1 is the count. Pope 6-2, 195. 23-year-old pitched last year in the rookie league out of California Baptist. He was an undrafted free agent that was picked up by the Cardinals last season. 2-1 is the count. Runners at second and third. Defense playing straight away. The kick, the pitch at the letters for the strike. Tortugas want to challenge it.
Challenge call is overturned. Ball is the call.
It is a ball, not a strike. So Tanner was correct, at least as far as what the ABS is telling us. 3-1 is the count with 2 outs. The pitch. That one was jammed, but it'll drop in and hits the lip of the infield. One run will score. Here comes another as the ball is not thrown in from right field. So that little blooper by Logan Tanner wasn't even a good hit. It hit him right, got it right on the handle, and it just blooped over, barely got out of the infield. It was right on the edge there and dropped. And Moore and I had discernia, and neither one could really get to it quick enough. And heads up by the aggressive running of Blake Dunn and Jack Rogers. He was at second base. He was aggressive to get the double in the first place. But Logan Tanner picking up the 2 ribbies. So Tanner at first, Arroyo at the plate. He's got the open stance, righty and lefty matchup. Arroyo batting from the left side. There's 2 outs. Fastball at 90 miles per hour going out of play to the left side. Everyone has scored here in the lineup for the Tortugas, but Pino an Escanio. Ground ball. That'll be taken by Moore. Throw to first. It's in time. And finally, the Cardinals get to end this inning. We've got 7-1 ball game here at the Dean. Palm Beach Cardinals, they've got some work cut out for them. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network and the plate. It's Brody Moore. The 1-0 pitch misses wide of the plate. 2-0 is the count. Moore dealing around 95. Two more. Andrew Moore to Brody Moore. Righty on righty matchup, swing and a miss. Brody at the plate is batting 258 with 4 doubles in 27 games. He has 24 hits. The 2-1, Moore goes outside, and Brody Moore swings and misses. Here comes the sun. The sunshine is out. What time is it? 6:34. In an hour, the Ohio State-Notre Dame game will be underway. I've got my Ohio State Buckeyes shirt ready to go. It's a long sleeve, so I didn't want to put it on right away. It's hot here at the Dean. But I'll be changing in between innings. The payoff pitch. Brody chops it left side. On the run is Arroyo to first base. The throw's in time, so Brody Moore grounds out. One down. That'll bring up the right fielder, Alex Iadesurnia. Alex is batting 273 this season through 18 games. He has 15 hits. Two of those a double, one triple. He's looking for his first homer of the season. It's a righty and lefty matchup. Strike delivered first pitch. That one danced in at 76 to Iadesurnia. More kicks, delivers. Another breaking ball, but that one is at 86. Another strike. Quickly, Iadesurnia's in the hole. Here comes the sun. Boy, when it comes, it's right in your eyes. It's right in the eyes of Moore as he's pitching. He's got to wipe the sweat off his face as he delivers that last pitch at 96, 1-2 the count. The next pitch, ooh, that was a curveball hooking, but it went outside. I don't miss that. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So it goes shade, but Andrew Moore, he's just tall enough that the sun's right in his eyes as he throws the pitch, and he ends up in the shade. It's all shaded in the batter's box for Iadesurnia as he taps that ball foul. 2-2 is the count. At first base, it's the hitting coach, Kadeem Octave, coaching. He's got the sun right in his eyes. Here's the 2-2. Another curveball, and that one misses. He went outside with the first one. That one missed. This one misses. It's still outside. Full count to Aya Desernia. Here comes the pitch. Once again, throwing a breaking ball outside. Alex isn't chasing after it, so he'll walk to first base. Coaching third base is our manager, Gary Kendall, for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Kids Club night here at the Dean, too. Boy, we've got everything. I'm high above here from the Buck Kennard press box. All alone in the booth today, but maybe I'll have a guest come join me. Johnny Bench, the Hall of Fame catcher in the Cincinnati Reds organization, and he actually lives in our area, is out here at the ballpark here today. Jeremy Rivas in the box. One ball and no strikes to Rivas. Runner at first base. There's one out. Moore from the stretch delivers. He'll miss low and away, so 2-0 is the count. We've got a lot of mascots patrolling here. I see Hamilton Arhead. He's making an appearance, even though the Hammerheads are playing up in St. Lucie right now. We've got Robbie the Redbird. Saw the Chick-fil-A cow. I almost said chicken. We've got all kinds of mascots here from schools and everywhere. Got a beautiful, beautiful day. Like I said, sunshine everywhere. That sunshine's no fun if it's in your eyes and you're trying to catch a ball, though, but it's beautiful. A lot shaded a lot in our seats where the fans are sitting. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's a strike right down the middle at 95. Rivas takes it. We also have Hometown Heroes Night here tonight for our military and first responders. The 3-1 is fouled out of play. That one's headed to Main Street. We're here on the corner of University of Maine. And, of course, Kids Club Night. They've got their gloves. I see that their tie-dye shirts. They're ready to get some souvenirs. The payoff pitch. That one misses wide at the plate. So back-to-back walks with one out. Aya Desernia will head to second as Rivas will take over first base. The number 9 hitter in the lineup, Michael Curiali, will step in. He's the third baseman. Curly Alley is batting 240 on this season as he got a short timeout with the pitching coach going out to the mound, and the entire infield is out there too. 17 games, the third baseman, as I mentioned, batting 240. 7 runs, 12 hits, 4 doubles. Curiali's driven in 3. He's got a runner at first and second right now. With the meeting on the mound, there was no sunshine. It was pure shadows. And now as soon as the pitching coach left, well, the sun came out. First pitch delivered to Curiali. It's going to be challenged by Daytona. And it is reversed. The Tortugas, they're doing pretty well with this challenge today. 0-1 count, though. That goes against Curiali now. Pitch delivered. That one will miss way wide. Runners at first and second. There's one out. The Cardinals have one hit. That was back in the first. We're only in the second right now. A solo shot off the bat of Crooks over the right field wall. It looked like it was going to be a good night here for the Cardinals till the Tortugas. They responded. They only needed to respond with one run, right? But they responded with 7 runs. So they've got 8 hits on the board, 7 runs. The Cardinals, 1 hit and 1 run. The count to Curiali is 1 ball, 2 strikes. more nods delivers. That ball will go out by the Cassidy Cool Zone. I see a Cardinal fan who's got all red on from his cap to his shirt to his shorts, even his socks. Has his glove tucked underneath, and he's running down the concourse to hopefully track down that ball. Another foul ball tapped to the right side. 1-2 is the count. More fired in that last pitch at 97. The Cardinals have not had much trouble with the Tortugas this season, even though the games have been pretty close, as the Cardinals have won 4 in a row this series against the Tortugas. And now their record is 17-8 overall this season against the Tortugas. The tightest series was when the Cardinals split the series with Daytona. That was back in May. Inside, Nix Curiele. He'll toss his bat, take off his gear, and the bases will be loaded for the number one, the leadoff hitter, Nathan Church, here in the lineup. So Ida Cernia at third base, Revis at second, Curiele at first. All have walked. As I mentioned, both of these pitchers have come in relief for a majority of the time this season for their teams. So Andrew Moore, brought over on a trade, has no record here with Daytona and a 5.40 ERA. This is only his second start with the club. His 30th game overall. So he is struggling here as he's loaded the bases. It's a righty on lefty matchup with Church at the plate. One ball, one strike.
Challenge. It's
overturned. Strike is the call. And I believe that was challenged by the Tortugas. So they're hanging on to their challenges. The 0-2 pitch slapped to the right side, and that will go foul. What a good job by Nathan Church. One out, bases loaded. That was not a good pitch. Came in at 79, and he was able just to tap it foul. It almost stayed fair and would have been playable for the first baseman, but he was able to tap it, so it went foul. Keeps him alive here in the box. Moore probably will come back, though, with another breaking ball. The 0-2 pitch. Moore kicks and delivers, and it just misses outside. That was a fastball, that 96. They really thought that he was going to get him with that. Church, good eye. The 1-2, here it comes. Another ball. This time a breaking ball on the outside part, but the home plate umpire, he's not calling that. That's McKenna. Tanner just keeps trying to hold his glove there to get the call, but doesn't. There's action in the Tortugas bullpen right now. We've got one out, bases loaded. Here's the 2-2. That'll be slapped into right field. Here comes Ida Cernia to score. The ball thrown in very quickly from right, so Revis will hold up at third base. So the Cardinals, they'll tack on another run here in the second. They've got two. As Nathan Church, with one out, bases loaded, picks up an RBI single. That was a great at-bat for Nathan. That looks like that will be it, though, as manager Gooky Dawkins for the Tortugas goes out to the mound. He's going to relieve Moore and bring in a reliever. We'll let you know who that new pitcher is after this short timeout. 7-2, the Tortugas are up. We're in the bottom of the second right now.
Water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Up to you.
Welcome back. The new pitcher on the hill is Juan Manuel Abril. Abril, a righty, is facing Jimmy Crooks, the third, who's batting from the left side with the bases loaded and one out. Crooks hit a home run over the right field wall, his first trip up to the plate. Abril delivers ball two at 91 miles per hour. Andrew Moore was the starting pitcher for Daytona. 49 pitches, 27 for strikes. 7-2 ball game in favor of the Tortugas. Cardinals trying to change that. We're only in the bottom of the second, and we've got the bases juiced. Nowhere to put Crooks. Bias on deck. Lethal part of the lineup for the Cardinals. Abril taking his time. His time is going to run out soon. He kicks, delivers. Hard hit, right side. It is scooped up by the second baseman. Throw to a second in time, but that'll be enough to score a run. Boy, that was a tough play for Ascanio. Ascanio, rather. It was tough. It looked like it was getting through the right side of the diamond into right field. Instead, though, Church is out at second. Ascanio just barely got that ball in his glove, spun around through to second in time. So we have runners at the corners right now as Rivas has scored. Kirk's fielder's choice drives in. Run number three for the Cardinals. Second this inning, Joshua Bias at the plate. First pitch, Bias takes, it's a ball. Curiali at third. Crooks at first. Change up at 76. Misses, two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch, fastball missing outside at 91. 76 to 91. Abril showing what he's got. He's 24 years old from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. Played last year for the Tortugas and with the Rookie League Arizona Complex League team. International free agent picked up in 2017. So Bias, patient at the plate, he'll walk to first base. Bases once again will be loaded as Crooks then moves to second. Both of these teams know each other so well. as we talked about the record right now, 17-8, right? 17-8. Cardinals are leading the series. This is the 26th time that these teams are meeting up against each other. And when they do, it's a six-game series most of the time. They played one three-game set after our All-Star break. 7-3 ball game. Tortugas on top by four. The ball bounces by the plate. Here comes the runner. The throw to set, or to home plate, rather. And it gets a real all mixed up with Curielli, who slid in safely. Abril got there quick enough. The throw did too, but it was tough with Curiel sliding in underneath. Abril just could not hang on to the ball. So now the Cardinals have scored three here in the second. They responded to that seven-run top of the second. Cardinals only down by three. Thomas Francisco at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Crooks at third. Hard hit, right side, bouncer to first. Pino steps on the bag. That's out number three. But the Cardinals, they've cut that lead now that the Tortugas had. And the Tortugas are only up by three. It's a 7-4 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official smart robotics joint replacement.
Greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. First pitch to Justin Boyd. It's a pop-up into right field. And Ida Cernia, this time the sun does not get in his eyes, and he is able to make the grab, so there's one down. Joining me here in the booth is Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench, who is well-known with the Cincinnati Reds organization, who the Tortugas are a part of here. I'm so glad you're joining me here today, Johnny.
Thank you. This is a pleasure.
It is. It's, wow. It's a big pleasure for me. I mentioned to your son that I'm from Ohio, from the Cleveland area, but always was a Reds fan and always will be.
And that's
here's
your
the
story,
0-1.
And you're sticking to it. Nice
right.
Going, Lisa. Yeah. 1-1 as we go here into the third inning, top of the third. Yes, Pino is going to be hit.
Yeah, Pino here. He was a player of the week here in the league just a couple of weeks ago. Here's the 2-1. Did you have fun down there catching all those first pitches?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to catch the little leaguers, but they but nobody else would volunteer, so I figured, why not? Maybe they'll remember it. There's a pitch on the outside corner. Call the ball, but they're going to challenge.
Do you figured out this new challenge rule, right?
I like it. I like it, actually.
It goes so quick.
It does.
It goes very quickly.
Yeah, I was sitting in the
press
box with the guy. Here's the pitch. Little slider off the end of the bat. Little looper. We call those a dying quail. You call them dying quails?
We call it whatever you want to call
it.
But yeah, they do.
It's also a flare.
And just a blooper out there.
There was a player by the name of Paul Blair. Played with the Orioles. Center fielder. Good player, too. Could fly, run, everything else. But he hit all those. They started calling him Flair Blair because he hit so many of those little
poppins. That was his thing, right?
Infield. So, well, it's 7-4 here. 9 hits for the Tortugas, only 2 for the Cardinals, but one was a home run, and now is man on first. Oh, they're going to try to pop it up on a bunt. Well, there was the bunt. We were trying to move him over, and I'm not sure what we're going to do at 7-4, but it's still only the third inning, Lisa. So sometimes they go ahead and try to pick it up. And if the shift is there, but, you know, what the first, your first thing you have to do, your job is to get the ball down. And he tried to bunt it for a base hit, and that's what he paid off. And now you got 2 outs real quickly as the leadoff man pops up. And we got Winfried up here. Nice story for Wilfred. Wilfred Astudillo. His brother is, of course, a catcher for the Minnesota Twins. 17 RBIs. Big guy. He's about 5'8" or 5'9", weighs about 225, 230, and gets a good hack in, but it's fouled back. And the count now goes to 2 balls and 1 strike.
Did you see him speeding around the bases, too?
I saw him.
He was running fast.
Took me back to my old days, yes. They timed me with a calendar, Lisa.
No, I didn't
have that kind of speed that they were doing it. But
you hit so many home runs,
well,
it didn't matter.
Well, it was easier to trot. Yes, that's what it is. But it's pretty cool, you know, to have a brother in the big leagues. And here you are. They're going to try to pitch this on the inside part of the plate. Gets it out, popped up, foul. And it doesn't matter where it goes, it's out of play.
I want to know, I heard that you talked to the Tortugas before the game. And, you know, the Cardinals have their number. They've won 4 in a row here in this series. They've won 17 in the series overall this season. What did you tell these guys that they just started hitting?
I told them to throw the book away. Go up there and hit the ball hard. See the ball, hit the ball. Forget about the analytics. Go up there and be aggressive. Hit the ball off the wall. And look, we scored 7 runs on the board. I say 7. A little late with that one. Fastball up, the big right-hander, Brian Pope, now pitching.
And really, Cornwell, who they were attacking that inning back in the second, it was really, they were going after the first pitch. It was like first pitch hit, and the defense couldn't even get set, really.
Not that kind of science, Lisa. See the ball, hit the ball. I said, you're going to get one pitch every time you go up to the plate. Hit it. So if he throws the ball over the middle of the plate to start with, why are you taking a pitch? I've seen other teams do that. Other teams will take a pitch to see what they get into the – well, the more you take, now it gets harder in the average purpose of getting in towards the second and third strike. So here we are at ball and 2 strikes, ground ball towards first baseline. He's going to grab it. He got it fair. Good play by the first baseman as he picked it up in time and tagged Wilfred. And so a quick inning here. We haven't been used to that. But what do we got? 2.5 in the books, Lise. You want to close it out for the inning?
Yeah, let's close it out. Come back with me after the break. We'll talk about your charity golf tournament, too.
I'd love that.
All right, sounds great. So stick with us. We've got the Tortugas up 7-4. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all.
Welcome back. We are on the home half of the second with the Cardinals down by 3. It's Leonardo Bernal. Or actually the third inning. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Well, it's all right.
What's been going on here?
It could be the 12th inning. As many runs as been on the board here today. But here's Leonardo Bernal. And the pitch popped up. Will it stay in fair territory? Catcher over to the dugout. He's going to have no room.
Oh, that fan. He was watching it the whole way, too. Did you see his hands up there?
See, I would have been in the dugout.
All right,
I would have gone down the steps. Gone down the steps, and you know.
They used to not have a net. You know, that's new because so many balls and bats have just been flying during spring training.
Yeah, and really we couldn't afford the concussions.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We were having to keep the ambulance. You know, it's the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. You know, they're falling off the cliff, but we've got an ambulance. Why not just leave the screen down and let everybody get it?
To the dismay of my son, though, who loves to get foul balls.
Yeah.
He's got to figure out how to work around that net.
Yeah, he stands outside waiting for it to go over the
roof. Here's a youngster. I wish you could see him catch here today, but you'll see him at the plate. That he's only 18 years of age, and you know what that's like to be so young in the minor leagues and then get to the big leagues.
Well, yeah. I was 17 when I signed, 1965. It was the first free agent draft. Is that little dribbler there is fielded by the pitcher, a little lob to first, so we got one out really quick. I was 17. I came to Tampa in the Florida State League, and I got off the plane. They took me to the ballpark. I warmed up the pitcher in the bullpen in the seventh inning, warmed up the pitcher at home plate, and caught the ninth inning of the game.
Wow.
And there's my son down there, the eagle.
Is that him right there?
He's the mascot for Jupiter Christian. Fast,
oh.
Little slider. That's, no, we're not going to challenge that, I guess. A little bit down. And the batter is Brody Moore.
You
second base, 255, and 9 RBIs.
You've got a golf tournament coming up, the Johnny Bench Classic. Tell us a little bit about that. I know it's in October. It's local here, and it's to benefit a local
Believers
charter school.
Academy. Mm-hmm. Believers Academy is for at-risk kids, 14 to 22. They can't read. A lot of them can't read. They're from foster homes, ball high. They're from foster homes. They're taught 65 different skills. They give them jobs. And they intern. 92% of the kids that they get the job still have them. And so it's the neighbors of mine, Lori Dyer and Joan Dyer. They run the school, and it's been a real unbelievable for me. It's so rewarding that these kids are getting the chance. So we have a par 3 course for play on the 13th. That's over at the Jupiter Hotel, and then we're playing Jupiter Country Club on the 14th. So all the proceeds will benefit the Believers Academy. If you don't know what Believers Academy, it is worth Googling, and believe me, these kids need it. I strike called right there, and it's 2 balls and 3 strikes. We're going to be full then, we'll say. I'm supposed to say 3-2, Lisa. I apologize. It's been a while, but it's great to be with you. So proud that you're up here doing this.
Thank you so much. That charity that, you know, and that school that you are going to be raising a lot of money for, Swing and a Miss, Brody Moore will go down. But that just sounds like an amazing, you know, school there that you talked about. And you have been doing golf tournaments and charity tournaments like this for quite some time.
I started back in 84 after I retired. And I started the Johnny Bench Scholarship Fund. I've had as many as 100 kids on scholarship in Cincinnati and Oklahoma, where I grew up, as Alex.
I had discernia.
Huh?
I had discernia.
Okay. I right fielder, batting in at 273, 6 RBIs, no home runs yet for the young man. But Alex is up there to face Juan Manuel Abril.
And so how can fans, you know, our listeners here listening, how can they get involved with your tournament then? Is there a website they should go to?
JohnnyBench.com, of course, to do it. And you can go also check in with Believers Academy. In fact, if you're at the ballpark, you can go down. There's a table down there where you can sign up. But we have so much fun. We got Tom Jackson and his band that play good country music. Woo, baby, you can wear your boots and everything else up for all of you out there.
And then you also have a charity auction then, a silent auction.
Oh,
goes
yeah,
with
we've,
it
got a, we've got Margaritaville Cruise. We have Limoncello. We have some great stuff. We've got art. We've got prints. We've got all the things that you want to have, but more than anything, we got a good time. And, if, you know, I bought this a day at PGA National in an auction, and I said, what am I going to do? And Lori stepped in, and I said, why don't we do something for you? Now, here's a little pitching lesson for you. Juan Manuel now has thrown a couple of fastballs, and he's got a lot out of it. Now he's going to overthrow. So we're going to watch him. He works from his stretch. Now let's see if he gets the ball out of his glove early enough. That's better. And there's a high fastball for a strike. And it was strike. Knew two strikeouts in the inning. And
he did
all
exactly
of a sudden,
what he needed to do.
We've got no runs here in the bottom of this third inning and no runs in the top of the third inning. But it's 7-4 as the Tortugas leave. And we'll be back after this wonderful commercial message.
I have enjoyed having you on. You can stay as long as
I'll
you want today.
I'll stay another inning.
All right, sounds great.
Let's
all right.
Go.
So we'll head to a break here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
On Friday, September 9th, the first 300 fans will get a Hammerheads T-shirt.
Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by...
Welcome back. We are in... Let me see. I need to cross off here. The top of the fourth.
Well,
I didn't cross
go,
off enough
when
yet.
When they bat it around, you have to go into the third inning and cross off the third.
I've just got to
keep
crossing.
We're in the fourth inning here. And here's Brian Pope with a fastball on the outside corner. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Now batting, Austin Callahan. Five home runs for the young man playing third base.
The voice you're listening to is the Hall of Fame catcher, Johnny Bench, who so graciously decided to come up here, and I really appreciate you joining me here. And he's taking over the play-by-play. I'm learning here from, you know, I thought I learned a lot from you watching the baseball bunch, you know, about baseball. And then now I'm here in the broadcast booth learning once again.
All right, Pope looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball and swing and a miss. Good fastball. We've seen some good fastballs from our last two pitchers. Brian Pope now came in for in relief. Who was our starter tonight? Because I didn't get all those names, Lisa.
Yeah, the starter was Cornwell for the Palm Beach
Cardinals. Cornwell did not fare well.
Yeah, no, he didn't. It was tough. Both starters were actually relievers that came in, so we knew they probably wouldn't last too long, but hope they last, you know, a couple of innings at least.
There's Brian with an outside slider, just missed on the outside corner. And one ball. Beautiful evening here at the ballpark. A little zephyr of a wind, as we say. Tiny little breeze. The flags are kind of limp. Working quickly as we've got that pitching clock out there. He's got 14 seconds, so these games go pretty quick. And it looks like they got the big bases, Lisa.
They did. We've got a lot. They talk about this league, the Florida State League, being the experimental league where we have everything going on. I have that pie slice out there at second base, too, with the white chalk lines extending from second base where the players cannot, you know, play in until the pitch is called.
Yeah. Well, it's bad for the catchers because it's closer. Now there's 3 inches on both ends of the bag. So now instead of the 90 feet, it's 84-6, which means that catchers have to be a little quicker. So they want to see more stolen bases as Brian Popes comes in with a fastball. 3-1 on Blake Dunn. Again, working quickly. Number 32 Fastball inside. Little flare towards center field. I think we're going to get there, though. Center fielder's nice play. And there's one out. Make that two outs. Boy, we go quick.
It goes really quick with this. With the pitch clock, it definitely does. So you were talking about the advice that, you know, you're talking to the Tortugas earlier. Who gave you, like, the best advice when you were coming up at, you know, 17, 18, and then 19 years old in the big leagues?
My dad, when I was 6 years old, see the ball out of his hand and hit the ball hard. So I played home run derby all the time. I want to be a home run hitter. Slider misses inside by Pope. Jack Rogers, 39 RBIs, 10 home runs, and a nice 285 average. This young man may be moving his way up the way for the Cincinnati Reds. The fly ball left field down the line. Is it going to be just foul? So, you know, first of all, you start with the confidence. Second of all, you start with the thing I call inner conceit. Inner conceit is being better than the situation. When you walk up to that plate, you're the one in charge. You're not on defense or anything else. You're not thinking about what he's going to. Well, this is a 2-0 count, 1-0 count. He throws this, then I may need to look at a pitch. No. And I think you mentioned they started first pitch hitting. Well, if you're going to get a pitch to hit, hit it. Let's not waste time. Pope into his stretch, and pitch just misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here on this beautiful Saturday evening. And, well, we can say Abacoa is Jupiter.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Baseball is a mental game, but you don't want to get too much in, you know, your brain. You don't want to think too much when you're at the plate or when you're on the hill.
You can be very, very smart. You can be very, very dumb and be very successful. It's that guy up there that doesn't have the confidence, who doesn't have the reach. You know, in a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, you have 0.42 seconds from the time it leaves the pitcher's hand till it crosses home plate. You have 0.17 seconds reaction time, and there's a base hit. Well, you can see why Jack Rogers hitting 285, good breaking ball. He got it right out in the middle of the plate, lined it into right field, and he's on base. And Logan Tanner, young man, who is struggling, 154. So that's hard. Now, here's the way you go about this, Lisa. Ready?
Yes.
All right, your next 100 at-bats. You don't care what's happened right now. You're batting 154, but for the next 100 at-bats, you're going to get 26 hits, 27 hits. Okay. So I'm watching Logan up here. Logan's very stiff. Logan has no relaxed point and all that. We're going to watch his front knee, and we're going to watch his hands. Now, his hands should be starting back right now, but they're not. And the ball's on him. The front knee goes forward, he's an out. Because then you become an upper half hitter. You swing over the top of the ball. I don't care where it is, son. Just release the bat. Just have a release. Just go after it. Elbow's too high on his back right elbow. It's too high. And that took care of that, didn't it? Well, that's why we have a problem. We're hitting 154. But Lisa, it's been a thrill for me to be here as one left on. No, one hit in the inning. And I'm going to turn it over to you. You got to be bored with me already.
Oh, not at all. I'm learning as right now, just listening and absorbing it all. But I wish you a very successful golf tournament that's coming in October 13th
yeah,
and 14th. Yeah, we'll make sure as the game goes on that we're going to talk about it, tell
Thank
fans
you.
Where to go.
Thank you. Pleasure
yes,
being
and
with
definitely
you.
Post it on social media, too. It has been a pleasure to have you here
Thank
with
you.
Me.
I know my mic wasn't on, so it's okay.
It's on.
Okay.
I can hear you. I'm like, wait a minute.
See you out there, all right. Sports fan.
So you're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect.
All right, Palm Beach Cardinal fans and hopefully Tortuga fans were listening in too, but what a treat that was to have Johnny Bench here with us on the broadcast for a couple of innings. The Cardinals, they need some luck. Johnny needed to talk to them before the game as they're down by three. At the plate, it's Jeremy Revis. I'm going to stand up. I like to stand up, but even so now, Johnny told me, stand up, use your hands, motion where the ball's going, and you'll always be able to call a really good game. So I've got some tips here on the broadcasting side. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. The Tortugas have 10 hits, 7 runs. The Cardinals, 2 hits and 4 runs. Inside, that one will bounce off the catcher, Tanner. Revis walked back in the second. So it's Revis, Curielli, and Church, 8-9-1 for the Cardinals. They scored one in the first off the bat of Crooks, solo shot over the right field wall. Then in the second, with one out, Iadesurnia walked, Revis walked, Curielli walked, and Church drove in a run. Base hit to right. Crooks, fielder's choice, drove in another run. 3 runs total scored in the bottom of the second. Tanner got hurt as that ball hit him. That was delivered by Nicolo Pinazzi. So we've got a new pitcher on the hill. Pinazzi, the lefty, 6'2", 214. The 22-year-old is from Italy. He was picked up as an international free agent in 2020 and last year played for the Arizona Complex League team. Somehow we're finding a way to delay this game. It goes quick and at times it doesn't. We're getting close though. It's 7:20 here in Jupiter, and I mentioned whoever's tuning in to college football, listen to us, but keep up on the screen. The Ohio State-Notre Dame game will be starting in 10 minutes, right? Is that kickoff time, 7:30? I'm going to have to glance and look at some scores, too. Count is full on Revis. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. Pinazzi delivers. He misses wide at the plate. Revis is aboard with a leadoff walk. I'll pull it up now as Michael Curielli will come to the plate. Number 5 in a red jersey. That's what Johnny Bench, who sat next to me for a couple of innings, wore number 5 with his red jersey. The red, though, for the Cincinnati Reds. Here it's the Palm Beach Cardinals. But number 5, a well-known jersey number. Hard hit left side. It'll go foul to the left of the bag at third base. Johnny mentioned his Johnny Bench Golf Classic. That's October 13th and 14th. It will benefit the Believers Academy, helping educate and employ kids with disabilities. The Believers Academy is dedicated to ESC students 14 to 21 who are at risk for dropping out of school due to lack of success in their environment. Weak ground ball, right side, picked up and gloves it. That's Ascanio. He uses his glove to flip it to the first baseman. Curielli is out at first, but Rivas advances to second base on the ground out. So the Believers Academy will benefit from the Johnny Bench Golf Classic. Two-day event. It'll be at the Jupiter Country Club. It'll be hosted at the Jupiter Beach Resort with live music, an open bar, entertainment, fundraising. And you can go to johnnybench.com and read all about the Johnny Bench Golf Classic. They'll have a silent auction, too. So lots of opportunities to be involved and raise money for a very good cause. Two balls, no strikes to Church. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. The ball bounces away from Tanner, the catcher, and that will advance Rivas to third base. Panazzi came in this inning in the bottom of the fourth in relief of Abril. Moore was the starting pitcher for the Tortugas. That'll miss inside, so Church will head to first base. A couple of walks here by the reliever Panazzi. So the book's been closed on Moore for a while. He went 1 1/3 innings, allowed 2 hits. 4 runs, all were earned. Walked 3, struck out 2, and gave up a home run. Juan Mimel Abril, he was in for 1 2/3 innings as Crooks takes the first pitch. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. Runners on the corners here for the Cardinals. In his 1 2/3 innings, he allowed no hits, no runs. Only walked 1 while striking out 2. And now the lefty, Nicola Panazzi, is on the hill this inning. The pitching coach, though, for the Tortugas will go out to talk to his pitcher. So here in the fourth, Panazzi first faced Rivas, who he walked. Curielli grounded out. What a play by Ascanio, though, as he gloved the ball and tossed it over to first base with his glove. Nathan Church then was walked. A wild pitch had Rivas at third base right now, so runners at first and third for the Cardinals. Crooks is at the plate. He's 1 for 2, solo home run, gave the Cardinals the early 1-0 lead. Fielder's choice back in the second, drove in a run. On deck is Joshua Baez, only 1 out. The stadium lights are on, the sun is setting. It's a beautiful blue sky out there with a few clouds, and as the sun is reflecting in some of the clouds, you can see the faint pastel colors of orange and pink and a purple, even a purple U with the blue. Pitch delivered, 2 balls and a strike with 1 out to Crooks. Wind still continues to blow in right field. Pitcher looking back, the runner at first, then delivering a line shot into right. That'll be trouble for the right fielder, Rogers. He'll have to track down the ball as Rivas scores. Rounding third base is Nathan Church. He'll be safe, and headed for third base is Jimmy Crooks, the third. What a great hit by Crooks. It was hit into right field by the line, into the little corner there by the Hopetown foul pole line. Nathan's hot dogs, it bounced around, and Jimmy Crooks was able to leg out a triple while clearing the bases. We told you these games are tight between these two teams. It's now 7-6. The Cardinals are only down by one. The tying run is at third base with only one out right now. So Crooks with the one-out triple to drive into. Joshua Baez takes the first pitch as a strike, and he probably shouldn't have taken that one. A breaking ball at 84, but at the knees. So two strikes. The kick, the pitch. That's a tapper that Joshua taps off himself. But he'll stay alive at the plate. He'll take the bruise as long as he's got another chance to at the plate here. How would Johnny break down Bias's swing? He heard what he was talking about with some of the Tortugas. He said, don't keep those hands up so high. And Bias, he does have high hands, and he swings and misses at that 93-mile-per-hour pitch delivered by
the first baseman, Ozzie. Thomas Francisco.
Thomas Francisco will step up to the plate with two outs. The Cardinals only down by one, but the tying run is at third base right now. Rivas walked. Church walked. Crooks drove him in with a triple. Tacked on two runs. The Cardinals are only down by one. The kick, the pitch, lefty-on-lefty matchup, breaking ball, outside corner. Francisco swings and misses. The kick, the pitch, incoming at third base is Crooks. Went about a third of the way down, then returned. He just looks like he wants to run. He's just exploding, walking around third base, dancing with his toes. He's ready to go. He wants to tie up the ball game. Strike delivered to the outside part of the plate. No challenge there. I don't know. I wonder if the Cardinals lost their challenges because they were challenging early on. The Tortugas were too, but they were correcting their challenges. Here's the 1-2. Slap, left side, gets through the infield. So with two outs, another run crosses the plate. That's Jimmy Crooks, and it's a 7-7 ball game. The Cardinals have now tied it up here in the bottom of the fourth. So Thomas Francisco going the opposite way, shoots the ball through the infield into left, and he drives in Crooks and ties up the ball game. So the go-ahead run is at first base right now, and Thomas Francisco, Leonardo Bernal is at the plate. Bernal, I saw him talking to Johnny before the game. Bernal from Panama City, Panama. Very young, just celebrated a birthday not too long ago, I believe. Or no, maybe he didn't. I'm thinking of another player, actually. That was last week with the Tortugas. But Bernal, only 18 years of age, has two strikes on him now. Nothing and two. Panazzi kicks, delivers at the belt for the strike. And they haven't run out of challenges as Bernal wants to challenge, or maybe they have. Yeah, he's headed back to the bench, so they've run out. So Bernal goes down looking, leaves one stranded, but not before the Cardinals can tie up the ball game. We've got a 7-7 ball game as we head to the top of the fifth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
completing high school is more of a social thing.
All right, I made it back in time. I've got the Cardinal red on, you might say. I changed my clothes. It's 7:30 Ohio State time. Got my Buckeyes red shirt on right now. Let me know what's going on with the game. I'll let you know what's going on with this one. We've got Arroyo at the plate, Pope on the hill. 1-1 is the count. Hit up the middle. Pope tries to get it off the mound. It gets by him, but Moore is there to back him up. Throw to first base is in time. So Arroyo is retired as he grounds out to second. Great play by the second baseman for the Cardinals, Brody Moore.
Justin Boyd.
That was a comebacker to Pope. Couldn't get a glove on it, but right behind him was a second baseman, Brody. Then he had to make that off-balance throw up in the air to first in time. He threw a strike. Justin Boyd steps in with one out. Here's the pitch. Looks like he wants to swing, pulls it back, but it's a strike. Top of the fifth, 7-7 ball game. Tortugas have 10 hits. The Cardinals, only 4, but they've got 7 runs. And that's because they've been walked quite a few times. They always say a walk's as good as a hit, and if you're on base and someone can drive you in, it definitely is. Inside missing, 1-1 as Pope delivers at 91. Brian's been around 90, 91 all night tonight. Here's the 2-1, another strike. Boy, just watching the ball go by. I think Johnny was talking about, you know, Justin Boyd along with Jack Rogers, right? No, and he was talking about Justin Boyd, too. Got to get that bat ready to go. I was hanging on to every word that Johnny Bench was saying. What about you guys? I forgot that he did radio and TV. He is so talented. Payoff pitch coming in. Slapper, left side. Here comes the shortstop, Rivas. What a throw to first base. Boy, the defense here behind Brian Pope is really helping out. And Brian, he goes right up to Rivas and with his glove says, thanks. Taps him on the back. You gotta thank your defense behind you when you get great plays like Moore and Rivas have just done here for Pope. So two down, first pitch, ground ball fielded by Curiel now, and he throws to first base. So everybody, it's like when you come out, you know, and the first baseman's throwing you grounders, you got to throw it back to first in between innings. Well, everybody got in on this. It was Moore, Rivas, and Curiel. All ground balls, all great plays, all nice throws. 1-2-3, down go the Tortugas. We head to the bottom half. It's 7-7 here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
No matter when disaster strikes, learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Top U.S. Kids Present.
Brody Moore at the plate. Panazzi stays on the hill. Lefty and righty matchup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's upstairs missing. So two balls and no strikes. Tortuga's 10 hits, 7 runs. The Cardinals, 4 hits, but 7 runs. Neither team has an error. Strike delivered. 2-1 is the count. That was a breaking ball. Couldn't get the fastball over the plate, Panazzi, but he got the breaking ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Going for the breaking ball again. It was a little tapper. Reliever warming up in the pen for the home team, the Cardinals. On deck after Brody is Iadesurnia. The 2-2, that one's coming into the green seats. The magic number is 5. How does the playoff system work here? When we see that the St. Lucie Mets, they won the first half. So it's the first half winner in each division that will play the second half winner in each division. Ooh, going inside. That breaking ball just kept coming in and in. More swinging. I don't know if he got something on it. I think he did. It hit something as it fouled off. But it also brought Brody to his knee. Right at the letters, called strike. So Moore will head back to the dugout. Alex Iadesurnia will step on in. All right, so the magic number is 5. St. Lucie won the first half. So they're in the playoffs. The Palm Beach Cardinals are in first place right now. They have, though, the St. Lucie Mets 5 games back in second. Jupiter Hammerheads 9 games back. Daytona 14 and a half. So we've got to wait it out a little. Swing and a miss. 1-1 is the count. Because the Cardinals, they can't just, like, if for some reason they lose and St. Lucie takes over first place, it doesn't go to the second place team in the division here in the second half that can be in the playoffs. It actually, so if the Cardinals were the second place team and St. Lucie was the first place team, they don't defer and say, well, St. Lucie's already in the playoffs, so the second place team. No, instead, then it's if St. Lucie wins the first half, I mean second half rather, they've already won the first half. If they have the best record here in the second half, then it goes to the team with the best overall record, not the second place team in the second half. So that's why we've got to, the Cardinals just want to win it outright. They don't need to play around. There's a called strike. So back-to-back strikeouts, both going down looking is Brody and Alex. So with 2 down, Jeremy Rivas will step up to the plate. Cardinals need to get things going here. We're in the bottom of the 5th with a 7-7 ball game. So when you look at the overall record, St. Lucie has the better overall record, 69-53. But the Cardinals, 4.5 back, Jupiter, 9.5. So that's why the magic number is 5-2. That magic number is 5 everywhere, isn't it? The 0-1, swing and a miss. Nobody wants to jinx them, but there is one team between the Cardinals and Hammerheads that does have the better chance. That will be determined very soon as we have how many games left in the season, including today. Wild pitch. That one went way back to the backstop. Catcher didn't even bother going after that. It looked like Benazzi was playing wall ball by himself with the backstop. 1-2 is the count. But we have a 6-game series coming up to end the season. And here tonight and tomorrow, so 8 games total, swing and a miss. So But Ozzie says good morning, good afternoon, and good night here to the Cardinals as he strikes out the side. We'll go to the top of the sixth, 7-0 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
This year's banquet includes live music, fundraising, an open bar,
GOAT,
and
GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Strike delivered by Roy Garcia. He's the new pitcher here for the Cardinals. In now, what inning are we in? Top of the sixth. I keep crossing off as we had the Tortugas bat around in the second, so I have to keep crossing off as I go down. Slap left side, going opposite. Gloving it is Curiel. He double pumps, throws to first. It's in time, so Ascanio is retired.
The designated hitter, number 41, Wilfred Astudillo.
Someone shouting for the mascots here at the Dean. 7-7 ball game. One down, number 9 hitter, Astudillo. Hits it on the ground, taken by Francisco. He's behind the bag at first, then beats out Wilfred, the designated hitter, to the base. So Astudillo grounds out. I guess Roy Garcia got the memo because last inning when Pope was pitching, he got all three Tortuga hitters to ground out. To Brody Moore, Rivas, and Curiali. Everybody got in on the action. And then guess what? So did Francisco. Here in this inning, so 5 straight ground ball outs. Garcia with the hook that has Callahan at the plate, just mystified. He'll go down looking. So that's okay, Roy Garcia. We'll take three up, three down, and end it with a strikeout looking as we head to the home half of the sixth. 7-7 tie ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Michael Corleone will step in for the Palm Beach Cardinals here in the bottom of the sixth. Number nine hitter is 0-1 today. He walked, scored a run. After Corleone, we're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Panazzi still on the hill. The lefty delivers. Two balls and no strikes here to Corleone. So the Cardinals scored the first run in the first, three more in the second, three more in the fourth. Only four hits, but seven runs. That's because Daytona has allowed six walks tonight. Timely hitting with those walks mixed in. Neither team has any errors. Swing and a miss. 2-2 is the count. Make it strike number three as Corleone will go down. Swing in there. There's one down. So Moore, Iadesanya, Cerny, and Rivas all struck out in order in the bottom of the fifth. Now Corleone is leading off the sixth the same way. And Nathan Church steps in and he's got an ugly swing there on that breaking ball. Boy, Panazzi is really fooling these hitters now. He came in relief in the bottom of the fourth. Panazzi walked Rivas, got Corleone to ground out, then walked Church, and then Crooks tripled off him to drive in two runs. Struck out Bias, but then Francisco singled and drove in another run. Here's the 1-1. That one's going up the middle for a base hit. Out of the gates goes Nathan Church. He speeds down the first baseline, but he'll be stuck at first for now. So a one-out single off the bat of Church, who is now 2-for-3 tonight. Nathan has a couple of singles, has walked, driven in a run, and has scored a run. It's a good ball game for tonight for our leadoff hitter. And also, Nathan has stopped the streak of the strikeouts. Crooks is in. Usually there's a meeting on the mound after he hit that solo shot. The last two times that Jimmy has come up to the plate as Panazzi leads off with a strike. the pitching coach is called, or the manager's called the timeout, and the pitching coach has been there on the mound talking to his pitcher about Crooks. The memo's been sent as another breaking ball to Crooks. It goes way outside the zone as he swings and misses. Joshua Bias is on deck. He's looking for his first hit of the night. Crooks, boy, if he could get a single or double here, he's got a chance still to get another at bat and hit for the cycle. With a homer and a triple, he's got the two hardest. He'll get hit, though, instead. It nicks off of maybe where he had the padding on his right elbow. But Crooks will head to first base. Church moves over to second. So looks like that would kind of not allow a cycle here tonight for Jimmy Crooks. We'll see. We'll see where this game takes us, though. We've just got to ebb and flow with the game. Joshua Bias, he is at the plate now. He's got those hands up high. Johnny said, don't put those hands up too high. Is he loose at the plate? We'll see. Here's the pitch. As Joshua does lower his hands there. But it could be too late. Got to time it up a little better. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Pair of strikeouts. Walked back in the second. Took the first pitch, so one ball and no strikes. Pinazzi delivers second pitch at the knees for the strike. I believe the Cardinals are out of their challenges. The Tortugas at least have one left, maybe two. Pitch, swing and a miss. Another breaking ball slider at 83. 1-2 the count. There is a reliever starting to warm up in the bullpen for the visiting club. No action in the Cardinals bullpen. 1-2 is the count. Runners at first and second. Baez at the plate from Boston, Massachusetts. Second round pick last year by the St. Louis Cardinals. The 1-2 inside missing. Another slider coming in. Let's take a look at some scores around the league. Jupiter is down. It's a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Mets. They're in the top of the sixth in St. Lucie. Hard hit up the middle. It hits off of maybe the spike of the pitcher. He scrambles, chases down the ball, underhands it to the first baseman. But I think Baez might be safe at first. Are we going to have a little discussion? We're going to have a new pitcher coming in. But Gookie Dawkins is going out there, the manager for the Tortugas. Looks like Baez is out. They're going to check him out, though, because that ball, wow, what a play by Pinazzi, though. Hard hit up the middle. He's showing. He's saying, I'm okay. As Gookie, the trainer, pitching coach, go out there. And Pinazzi's saying, I'm okay. He keeps showing it. Hit me in the heel. The umpire is talking to him, too. But the ball came back, and I thought that was going to shoot through the infield. It was a hard comebacker. Hit off the heel of the Tortugas pitcher. And hard enough that Nicola, he just reacted so quickly. He found the ball, and luckily the ball was going more towards first base, and he was able to sprint after it, pick it up, and underhand it to the first baseman, Pino. So Bias, tough break there as he grounds out to the pitcher. Tough break for the Cardinals. They've got runners, though, that pushed Church over to third and Crooks at second with Thomas Francisco at the plate. It's a tough lefty-on-lefty matchup, though, here. Francisco takes the first pitch. One ball and no strikes. Francisco wiggling his black bat, kicking a pitch. Oh, on the outside part of the plate, just catching that edge. I think Francisco talking to the home plate umpire. Maybe asking if maybe they have another challenge left, but they don't. The 1-1. That one will miss low and away. 2-1 the count. The Cardinals have left four stranded tonight. They don't want to leave these two stranded. This is an important time. Two men in scoring position. Two outs. Here's the next pitch. Right on the edge of the plate. I don't know if McKenna was calling those before, but he's calling them now. Francisco cannot wait. He's got to be reactive here. It's a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Chopper up the middle. That time the pitcher won't be able to get to it, but Arroyo will. The shortstop. He runs almost all the way to first before he throws out Francisco. Good play by the shortstop. Unfortunately, it leaves two stranded for the Cardinals. So we'll head to the seventh, and it's a 7-7 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Blake Dunn at the plate. Singles to right to lead things off here for the Tortugas in the seventh.
The right fielder, number seven.
Blake
Jack
was not
Rogers.
In the starting lineup. Hector Rodriguez was. He singled in the first. When he advanced to second, he was injured at second base. He had to actually come off the field in a golf cart. So Blake Dunn took over for him defensively. And in the number two spot here, and Dunn has had a great night. 2-for-3 tonight. Now at the plate, it's Jack Rogers. Rogers not doing too bad himself as he doubled, drove in a run, scored a run in the second, and then singled in the fourth. Hit into a double play in the first, so he's 2-for-3. It's a righty on lefty matchup as Roy Garcia stays in relief here for the Cardinals. In his second inning of work, he delivers a strike, so 0-2 here to the right fielder. Garcia delivers. That'll miss and pop out of the glove of Crooks. He chases it down, but that'll keep Dunn at first base. Reliever continues to throw in the pen for the visiting club. Oh, is that Shelly? Shelly is here for the Daytona Tortugas. So with our mascot Mania Night, I didn't realize that Shelly was joining us here tonight. He's the Tortugas mascot, made the trip down. One and two is the count. Tortugas 11 hits, 7 runs. 5 hits for the Cardinals, 7 runs too. Garcia with the big 12-6 curveball, but it'll miss. 2-2 is the count. Let's take a look. I mentioned it's now the seventh inning with St. Lucie leading over Jupiter 4-2. Fort Myers is on top, 6-2. They're playing Bradenton. They're in the sixth. It's a final in Lakeland, 2-1. I think they're playing 2, though, today over in Lakeland, Tampa. They were getting a lot of rain in the last couple days. On the run is Nathan Church. And does he make the grab? Boy, he was sprinting out there to the Space Campers sign in left field, and he did. He pulled it in and made the basket catch as he was watching the ball.
Catcher number 18, Logan
by
Tanner.
The 330 mark out there in left field. Boy, Nathan Church had to run that down off the bat of Jack Rogers, and he did just that. Sprinted full on into the wall at the corner there and made a nice little catch with his back to home plate. Fans here appreciating that catch. So does Roy Garcia. That keeps Blake Dunn at first base. Logan Tanner at the plate. 1 ball and no strikes. All right, so the infield was doing all the work in the first 2 innings that Garcia, well, actually Garcia was here for 1, the end of Pope's work. So there was like the 5th and 6th, the last couple of innings, it was all infield. And now, after making that grab, well, I think it's going to go around to the outfield now. Nathan Church wanted to show off his glove work. He did. He showed off his speed and his glove work out there and left. 2-0 is the count. Here's the next pitch. It's a pop-up. Might go to the center fielder, Bias. Calling him off, though, is Revis. Moore was even going to get in the action. Bias came all the way in. Now he's talking to Revis. I think Joshua wanted that ball. But Revis called him off, or at least he took it. That'll retire Logan Tanner. 2 down. Runner at first for the Tortugas. Edwin Arroyo steps in. Righty and lefty matchup. Go-ahead run is at first base for the Tortugas. There's 2 outs, though. First pitch, that'll shoot foul to the right side. Let's see if I can find some more scores for you here. Yes, there's a... Like I said, the Lakeland is a final 2-1. Now, oh, they've got 2 finals. 4-1 also, Lakeland. So they won the doubleheader here today. Final in 6, Tampa 3-1 over Dunedin. And it looks like another one might be postponed because of rain. They didn't play the second game. I'll take a look at the other scoreboard too. The 0-1 strike called. Nothing and 2 here on Arroyo. All right, we've got to see what Ohio State's doing, too. Who is your favorite football team out there? As I take a look, well, let's see the Cardinals. We've got a fly ball to right, going back on the run, and all the way to the warning track is Ian DeCernia. Luckily, that ball is foul to the right of the Hopetown foul pole line. Boy, this is getting kind of crazy here. Like I said, it was going around in order to the infielders. Then the outfield, there was a fly ball tracked down by Church. Then Baez, I think he wanted that pop up into short center, but it was taken by Revis. And then that ball, wow, that was a run for Ian DeCernia. Luckily, it went foul. Running is done to second base. Pitch thrown low, and Crooks has no chance. So Dunn safe at second. He's in scoring position with 2 outs, and it's a 1-2 count here on Arroyo. Arroyo with the open stance has his bat on his shoulder. He's crouched down so low with that open stance, then brings in the right foot, swings weak grounder to the first baseman who underhands it to Garcia. And so Garcia taps the bag before Arroyo, and that's it. The Tortugas leave one stranded, but come up empty. So stand up, everyone. Check out your scores. I'm going to check out those college football scores and sing with our fans here at the Dean. Thank you.
32, Trey Braithwaite. We now to bottom half of the seventh inning for the Cardinals, the designated hitter, number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
Well, you heard it. There is a new pitcher here in relief for the Tortugas. Leonardo Bernal will first face him. Then it'll be Moore and Aya Discernia. Bernal sets. He's ready. Pitch delivered. Bernal takes it outside. So one ball and no strikes to the designated hitter. Next pitch. Tapper foul. 1-1 is the count. Here's the 1-1. That one's upstairs and outside. So 2-1 the count. Trey Brathwaite, 96 mile per hour fastball. Deals again, the breaking ball at 80 that misses, so 3-1 is the count. The kick, the pitch, Brathwell really reared back and fired. He's really quick with that delivery. Came at 95, swing, foul tip, count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernal awaits the payoff pitch. Hard hit, right side, backhanded by Pino. He underhands it to Braithwaite, who covers first base, and that'll do it for Bernal.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have our guest announcer, Victoria Sith, to announce the next batter.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Give her a hand.
Brathwaite delivers the hook, but it almost delivers the KO punch to Brody Moore. It was a left hook, or really right hook. Oh, my goodness. When he rears back and fires a fastball, you know he's going to throw it, but he really fires it hard. 96 coming in, but that was like a right hook, that curveball to Brody Moore's chin. 2 balls and a strike. Here comes the fastball again at 95. The thing is that they have seen 95, 96. They saw 101, right, the other day. But it just looks so much faster because Trey Brathwaite, you have to see his delivery. He just, his body is like really jerky but fast at the same time. And it almost knocks you, you know, I think it really kind of throws him off balance. But there's a big difference. You know when he's going to be throwing that breaking ball there. He slowed up his delivery, threw the curveball. It was hit on the ground to the shortstop, Arroyo. So Moore is retired as he grounds out. But you can tell with Brathwaite right here when he's going to fire the fastball because he kind of jerks his body and then really quickly throws it. He's like trying to, it's like a big burst of energy where he just kind of bottles it all up, where you can see him doing it with his body and his face and everything, and then he releases it. So ground ball out, 6-3 play. Aya Discernia steps in. He bats from the left side. First pitch, breaking ball delivered, a strike there to Discernia. The 0-1 fastball. At least I thought it was, but he didn't crank it up as much. It was a slider there at 84. 1-1 is the count with 2 outs. Infield playing deep, shifted over on the lefty, swing and a miss. 1-2, that was a fastball at 95. What do we got there? Are those dogs barking or wolves howling? Here's the 1-2. That one will just miss. Six 7-7 ball game, and we are in the bottom of the seventh. Come on, this is the magic sevens right here. Let's go, Cardinals. Let's go. Well, that hit the roof right on the suites where Johnny Bench is having his party over there in the press box. Banged off. He said he's got a couple of young sons and an older son, too, that thank you so much, Bobby Bench, for helping coordinate everything with your dad. I really appreciate it. The 2-2, Chopper just getting by the second baseman into right center. So with two outs, Ida Cernia is aboard with a single to right. But, yeah, big thanks to Bobby Bench, who helps get his dad here today on the mic with us tonight, and what a treat it was. Couple of youngsters, I think two teenagers, 7th grade and 10th grade, I think is what Bobby said, and they're having fun with their friends here. One of them is in his mascot uniform for his school. They like to get foul balls, though, so that ball that hit off the roof, I wonder if one of Johnny's sons picked it up, gave it to his friend. That must be fun, having a couple of teenage boys in the house. Wonder if he does any TikTok videos, because Johnny's great on camera. You heard him here on the mic. Two balls, no strikes. Revis at the plate. He pops it up. That one's going foul. A lot of these foul balls, though, they're not staying in the park. They're going out to Main Street and University. Maybe this one did. We've got a full... Oh, it did. It hit off the roof, went down. We've got everybody running around looking for it like they're Easter egg hunting. It's in there somewhere. That's just how you find Easter eggs, right? It's there somewhere. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Throw down to first. Not in time. We've got two outs. Now we got two strikes on Revis. Isn't it when you go, you know where the eggs are, and you got to tell the kids, you help them. If they're getting hotter, getting warmer. You're red hot. You're on fire when you're close by, right? That's how you tell them. Same thing here with trying to find those Easter egg balls here at the ballpark. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball. This one's popping up. Get your gloves ready, kids, because it's coming to you. Ooh. That had we had a roof here that like hangs out just a little bit, and it just hit there. Did it fall into the crack behind? I think so. There must be. I didn't realize there's a way for the ball to fall through, because they're up there looking for it now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The kick, the pitch, slapped right side, backhanded by the first baseman. Pino, he was our player of the week here in the Florida State League, and he did that with his back, but wow, his glove here today, backhanded that for a shot that looked like it was surely going to be a single into right, and then he makes the throw to first base in time, spins around, and Brathwaite is there. So tough luck for the Cardinals there. Some great defensive plays by the Tortugas. We'll head to the top of the eighth. It's a 7-7 ball game. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Roy Garcia deals first pitch to Justin Boyd. It misses. One ball, no strikes. Here's the next pitch at the knees. Ah, just a little too low there. So 2-0 is the count here to Boyd. Look at Shelley. He's up on the dugout for his Daytona team. having some fun with the fans. We do get some Tortuga fans that come here during the week. It's been 2 weeks that Daytona's been here. They might as well be a home team here. Here's the 2-1 inside missing. We already have two teams that call Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium home. That's the Palm Beach Cardinals that are here tonight. And also the Jupiter Hammerheads, the 3-1. Missing wide, tossing the bat, heading to first is Boyd. But when the Tortugas and the Mets, they do make, you know, stay here for quite some time, since there's only four teams in our East Division. But the Mets are, they're close enough by that they actually don't stay overnight. So every game of the series, they're back and forth each day. But the Tortugas, they stayed here for 2 weeks straight. Six games with the Hammerheads, six here with the Cardinals. They're headed home, as it is the final homestand, final six games in the season next week. Curveball missing, 2-1 the count. Yasiel Pino at the plate, he's batting 222. He's 1-for-2 today. Sacrifice fly, drove in a run in the second. Boy, everybody was scoring, everybody was hitting. Then singled in the third. Garcia missing here, 2-1 the count. Everybody scored in the second in the lineup but Pino and Ascanio. The pitch, a lazy swing and a miss. 2-2 is the count. Pino walks out of the box, takes the signs from his manager, Gookie Dawkins, at third. Takes a deep breath and heads back into the box as the clock is about to run out. Here's the curveball. Throw to second base as the runner goes. Tag applied. Not in time. So now the count is full on Pino. Stolen base number 5 for Boyd. Runner in scoring position. He's the go-ahead run. That's Boyd at second. You really don't want to walk the leadoff runner, right? When you got a tie-tie ball game. Or not a tie-tie, but a tied ball game. Here's the 3-2. Another breaking ball. Could have been a slider coming in like a curve a little. It was up high, didn't break much. Fouled off by Pena, though. He'll staying alive at the plate. Didn't want that one to be called a strike on him. You don't want a called third strike here. The pitch is upstairs there, and Garcia misses. So he's walked back-to-back Tortuga hitters. Here in the eighth, there is action in the Cardinals bullpen right now.
Number 3, Johnny Ascanio.
Ascanio will step in. He's hitless tonight. Couple of ground outs, tried to bunt in the third and popped out to third. See the mascots out there. It definitely looks like Johnny's son, his friend, and I think his son's in the mascot, the eagle. All right, well, let's see. No, it's not going to be Gary that goes out. It is going to be Gio, the pitching coach for the Cardinals. He's walking to the hill. This is going to give some time for his reliever to warm up in the bullpen, though, as he just got up. I think Roy's run out of gas here. He's thrown 37 pitches, 24 strikes, but he's walked the first two batters he's faced here in the eighth when he hasn't had much trouble against the Tortuga hitters at all in the first two innings that he has appeared here against Daytona. So given some time for Roy to rest and time for the reliever to warm up, Gio says his piece, heads back to the dugout. Tomorrow is the last home game of the regular season for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It'll be a noon start. You can listen to the game here on the Palm Beach Cardinals radio network. No tickets will be sold, though. Bunts! Another pop-up. Who's teaching the bunting? Who's going over the bunting every day in BP? The hitting coach is David Brinkley. They've got Lenny Harris, one of the best, best pinch hitters. Reds, Marlins. He's coaching third base right now. Gookie Dawkins knows what to do. Showing bunt again. Pulls it back just in time. So 1-1 is the count. I think they all know how to bunt, right? They know how to get on base, that's for sure. Especially Lenny Harris. Pinch in him now and he'll drive in a run. We don't want that, though. Here's the 2-1. Showing bunt again. Did he go? Is he calling it? I think he does. Two balls, two strikes now on Ascanio. The go-ahead run is at second base right now. Tortugas have runners at first and second. No outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that one will miss, low and away. So the count now is full on Ascanio. He popped up, bunted out before. Can't believe he tried it again. He's got to get it down. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Garcia picking up the strikeout right when he needed it. So one down. That'll keep Boyd and Pino right where they were at first and second. So pinch hitting for Astudillo is Confidant, and there's the manager, Gary Kendall. He's headed to the mound. So we're going to take a quick break. We've got a new reliever coming in. It's a 7-7 ball game. We are in the top of the eighth here at the Dean.
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him.
Yearling Confidant is the hitter, pinch hitter here for Astudillo. He's facing Matt Hickey. Hickey delivers first pitch ball. One out. Runners at first and second here for the Tortugas in the top of the eighth. Hickey is side armor. Slings it in and misses inside. 2-0 is the count here to Confidant. The 2-0, that one misses inside also. Hickey comes, sets, kicks, delivers. that just misses low. So Hickey will walk the first batter he faces with one out, and that will load the bases. Boyd's now at third. Pino's at second. It's a 7-7 ball game. There's only one out, and the Tortugas now have their leadoff hitter at the plate, and there is nowhere to put him. Callahan struck out the last two times that he's been at the plate. First pitch he goes after. He'll pop it up over into the green seats. The fans waiting on it. I see one fan. He's got his hands already cupped, ready to go. And I think it bounced out of his hands there. He needs a glove. Hey, let the kids catch it if you didn't bring your glove, right? He's all smiles, though. 0-1 the count. Callahan singled back in the second, so he's 1-for-4 as he also flied out in the first. The pitch, swing and a miss. So Hickey has Callahan on edge with nothing and two. Little shift on with the lefty at the plate as Rivas is shifted over towards second as far as he can go. Here comes the pitch, and that one is foul tip. Stays by the plate, so 0-2, the count remains. Callahan batting 276 on the season. He has 48 hits now. The pitch, that one's going way over the seats here, and I see fans running after it, though. That ball, I think that went, didn't it go? Oh, it didn't go out. I thought that was hit. I thought that was high enough to go over the roof. It stayed right there in the park. The fans racing over to get it. It's kids club night. Here's the 0-2. Bases loaded. This ball's given a ride into right field. Going back is Aya Discernia. He waits on it. It comes down. He'll make the throw in. A sacrifice fly, though, off the bat of Callahan as the Tortugas now take an 8-7 lead here in the top of the eighth inning. So Austin Callahan, big sacrifice fly to right field to drive in the go-ahead run here for the Tortugas in the eighth. Pino advances to third base. Confidon's at first. There's two outs. Blake Dunn steps in. He's done a good job as he came in for Hector Rodriguez when he got hurt in the first inning. The very first inning, too. Top of the first there. Singled and got hurt at second base. Here's the 1-0 delivered by Hinkie. Runner going to second as the ball got away from the catcher, Crooks. I thought it almost hit Hickey. Or not Hickey, Blake Dunn, rather. Nearly did. So two balls and no strikes on Dunn. From the stretch, the kick, the pitch. I want to just miss low because it went right across the heart of the plate. 3-0 is the count with two outs. Ball four is called. So now the bases are loaded once again.
Right fielder number 7, Jack Rogers.
Jack Rogers will come to the plate. Rogers is 2-for-4 today. How about from the left side? The ball bounces off the glove of Crooks. Here comes a run. He can't pick up the ball. That's Crooks that can't. So now the Tortugas have a 2-run lead as Pino crosses the plate. How unfortunate is that as the ball gets away from Crooks with the bases loaded. Pino scores, and now it's a 9-7 ball game. There's a single up the middle. Diving after it is Moore. Here comes a run, and here comes the second one. So the single drives in two runs here. Talk about bad luck. Moore dove after that. Got dirty. Couldn't snap the ball. And Rodgers.
Logan Tanner.
That wasn't even really a hard hit ball. Singles in and drives in two more. So all at once, the 7-7 went to an 11-7 ball game. Logan Tanner steps in. Now, Tanner has had a little trouble here tonight. He walked in the second, scored, then had a bloop hit that drove in two, struck out after that, and popped out. So he has 1-for-3 tonight. Strike called, 1-1's the count. It's been a quiet 4 runs here in the 8th. I mean quiet. Boyd and Pino both walked. Confident walked. Sacrifice fly. Single that just drove in the runs. Pass ball. And just to clarify, Blake Dunn was then intentionally walked as the pitch wasn't thrown. The ball diving after it is Rivas. He stops it from going into left field but can't come up with it quick enough. It looked like that would be a single through the infield into left. Rivas dove after it. He's definitely got some grass stains on him. And then he just kind of died out there. He couldn't get up quick enough. And it's like he's catching his breath right now. So base hit off the bat of Logan Tanner. That pushes Rodgers over to second base. Doesn't try to advance anymore as Rivas is right there. You know, laying on the ground. Didn't want to try and whiz by him to third. And quietly, the Tortugas are almost going to bat around here in the 8th, too. This is not good. It was a 7-7 ball game, and now it's 11-7 ball game here in the 8th. Daytona scored 4 runs. Lots of walks. Wild pitch, pass ball. Everything's going in favor of Daytona right now. Strike call, Don Arroyo. 0-1 the count with 2 outs. So Arroyo is the 9th hitter that's coming to the plate here for the Tortugas this inning. The 1-2, and that one misses inside. Matt Hickey came in to relieve Roy Garcia to kind of stop the Tortugas, but he hasn't been able to stop them. Because Roy Garcia just ran out of gas this inning. The 2-2, that one's inside and missing. With the lefty at the plate, we've got the shift on. Rivas is as close as he can be behind the runner at second base. Brody Moore's a little closer to first there. Big swing and a miss. That's the way to get out of this inning. But the Tortugas do send all 9 hitters to the plate here in the 8th and pick up 4 runs to take the 11-7 lead. We'll go to the home half with the Cardinals down. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
At nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Bottom half of the eighth. 0-1 count here to Curiali. Brathwaite on the hill. Ground ball up the middle. Getting to it is Brody Moore. Curiali is retired as he grounds out to second. One down. That'll bring up Nathan Church here for the Cardinals. The Redbirds are down by four. It was a tie ball game up until the top of the eighth. The Cardinals coming back from allowing seven unanswered runs in the second inning. Then they were held scoreless until the eighth inning. Five innings shutout. The bats came alive. One ball, one strike to Nathan Church. He's the leadoff hitter here for the Cardinals. The pitch, missing outside. Brathwaite, he's settled down a little bit now. He's not like what I was mentioning before, so much given away. Well, there, that kind of gave it away right there. 95, he comes right over the top and has just got a quick arm action. His body jerks with it. I think he does it even more, though, when he hits that 96 mile per hour on the radar gun. 13 hits for the Tortugas, 11 runs, 6 for the Cardinals, 7 runs. Another foul ball off the bat of Church. Nathan bats from the left side facing the righty. Brathwaite on the hill. He's in his second inning of relief work. Arroyo shifted over. He is touching that white chalk line. Now he moves off of it as the pitch is delivered. It's a curveball that misses outside, so the count goes full here to Nathan Church. Action in both pens right now. Pop up left side. Blake Dunn is there to make the grab white right by the line out in left field. So two down here for the Cardinals in the bottom of the eighth. Jimmy Crooks, the third. He's going to step in. Home run to give the Cardinals the early 1-0 lead in the first. Fielder's choice drove in another run. That was in the second. Tripled and drove in two runs in the fourth. And then was hit by a pitch. So Jimmy's been on base every trip. Let's get back on base. Then he's going to be on base again as he hits the ball into right center. So Crooks with a two-out single. What a night Jimmy is having at the plate. Joshua Bias, he's looking for his first hit tonight as he's struck out a couple of times and grounded out. Walked back in the second, so he's 0-3 tonight. Brathwaite delivers upstairs and outside. It's a breaking ball that never broke there. One ball, no strikes. That gusting wind, it's just not gusting anymore. Maybe a light breeze in right, but that's it. Flags are, it's kind of barely flapping out there. 2-0 is the count with two outs. Cardinals had a couple of big innings in the second and fourth. A 2-0 swing and a miss. They scored all seven runs in the first four innings, but scored three in the second and three more in the fourth. The 2-1, that'll miss. Low and away. You know what's coming up next week here, the last week of the regular season, is the Jupiter Hammerheads, and they are inviting the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Lakeland has not been here all season. It'll be their first trip here, and off the end of the bat, think it'll go out of play. Let's see if it does. It does. So foul ball, long foul ball behind the Cardinals' bullpen. But the first time that Lakeland is coming to town here to face either team, but it'll be the Hammerheads. They've got a long ride, and that'll be the end of the season for the Flying Tigers, too. But Lakeland, with the Flying Tigers, you can imagine they are the single-A team here in the Florida State League for the Detroit Tigers. Full count. Foul ball. That really banged off of Baez there. His bat, he got jammed and went into the netting behind home plate. Fastball at 96. That was delivered to Baez. 3-2 is the count with two outs. Runner at first base. Down by four. The runner goes. Here's the pitch, and it misses. Just low. So Bias, he'll walk for the second time today. That's the only way that he's been on base, is by walking. Crooks will move over to second with two outs. Thomas Francisco will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3, walked in the first, grounded out, singled and drove in a run in the fourth, and then grounded out again. Pitching coach for the Tortugas is going to go out and have a quick chat. Let's take a look at some scores. I was looking at the Ohio State game. They were up over Notre Dame. What else is going on in college football? Or has it changed? Let me see if the score has changed or not. My son is texting me. Are they really losing? Let's see. Just text me they're losing, and they are. Notre Dame is up 10-7. What is going on? Wow. Glad I'm not watching this game right now. I'm watching the Cardinals, though, instead, and the Palm Beach, they've got to do something here. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, final in Lakeland, 4-1, Tampa. It's a final on sixes. The Tarpons have defeated Dunedin 3-1. It's a final in St. Lucie as the Mets have won 4-2. Chopper, right side. Ascanio, the second baseman, underhands it to the shortstop. Gets the force out at second. That's the third out, so we're headed to the top of the ninth. And the Cardinals down by four as we head to the ninth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
One day, I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you.
We've got a new pitcher on the hill. L.J. Newsom for the Palm Beach Cardinals is here in the ninth as the Tortugas are up by four. It's an 11-7 ball game. There is action in Daytona's bullpen, too. At the plate, it's Justin Boyd. He led off the eighth inning as the Tortugas sent all nine batters to the plate. And here he's going to lead off with a single in the ninth off of Newsom. Single into right, it bloops on in. Boyd has two hits today. He has driven in a run, scored a couple of runs. That'll bring up Yasiel Puno. Puno is 1-4-2. Hit a sacrifice fly, drove in a run in the second. Singled in the third, grounded out in the fifth, and then walked and scored a run in the eighth. He'll tap the first pitch foul. 0-1 is the count to Puno. Newsom, the righty, is 5'11", 210 from La Plata, Maryland. The 25-year-old was picked up off waivers from Seattle. Last year played for them. Let me make sure I'm getting this. Yeah, last year played for Seattle for the Mariners. That was the highest level in 2021. For Newsom, here's the pitch. Hard hit, left side. That'll go in for a base hit. So back-to-back base hits. Boyd, single to right. Puno to left. That'll bring up the number eight hitter in the lineup here for the Tortugas, Johnny Ascanio. Then he'll be a confidant. Newsom here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Has appeared in two games, no record, 7.71 ERA. In 2.5 innings, he's allowed four hits, a couple of runs, both earned, and a strikeout two in those 2 1/3. Ascanio takes the first pitch. It's a righty on lefty matchup. No outs, runners at first and second. Hard hit, foul though. Get out of the way, Lenny Harris at third base. He has to do a one hopper there. It's been a tough night for the Cardinals. They battled their way back from a six-run deficit as they gave up seven runs in the second. Tied up the ball game in the fourth, but then allowed four runs to just silently cross the plate in the eighth. Felt like it was really silent. Check swing, did he go? He did. So the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Ascanio. Newsom is the fifth pitcher on the hill for the Cardinals here tonight as he gets Ascanio to swing and miss. So with runners aboard at first and second and no outs, Newsom picks up the big strikeout. Your Lean Confidant.
Your Lean Confidant.
He'll step in. He came in as a pinch hitter in the eighth. Walked, scored a run. First pitch, fly ball, left center. Church calls off Baez. Church makes the grab, so Confidant is retired as he flies out. Two down. It's back up to the top of the order for the Tortugas, Austin Callahan. Callahan singled back in the second. So he is 1-for-4. Flied out. Struck out a couple of times, and then a big sacrifice fly to right field in the eighth to drive in a run. First pitch. Hits it hard. One hopper. Moore throws to first, and that's the inning, or the half of the inning at least. So two are stranded as we head to the home half here in the ninth. The Cardinals are down by four. It's 11-7 ball game as we head to the bottom of the ninth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Song again. Yay. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay.
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
The cowbells are out. That must be Robbie the Redbird, right? He's always got the cowbell. And he's got one now. 0-1 here to Bernal. Swing and a miss. Make it two strikes on the designated hitter. There's a new pitcher on the hill. It's Luis May. May in relief here in the ninth. He's trying to end things and bring home a victory for the Tortugas. But the Cardinals, they've got the half inning here. They've got three outs. 1-2 is the count. Keep bringing that cowbell. Let's go.
Everybody clap your hands.
May 6-3, 219. The righty is 21 years of age from the Dominican Republic. International free agent 2018 signed by the Reds. May is 4-1 on the season. 5.79 ERA as Bernal takes the next pitch. Two balls and two strikes. 42 innings of work. 57 strikeouts for May. The righty-righty matchup. May delivers. Cap flies off at 101. Yes, indeed, but he misses outside. Everything's flying off. Something else flew off, too. Oh, he had something in his cap that flew out of the cap. Maybe you better check that. What was that? Something flew off, but he readjusted his cap, picked up something off the ground. Here comes the payoff pitch. The kick, the pitch. Ooh, breaking ball, swing and a miss. When you see 101 and then 82, boy, is that just a big difference. So Bernal goes down swinging.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Brody Moore looks at the 100 mile per hour pitch. Takes it. Moore has to walk around the box a little bit. That one was a close one. Here's the 1-0. That one's upstairs and missing at 83. That is such a big difference. Let me see if I can look it up quickly. We've got one out, 2-0 count. When did we last see May? I know I saw him not too long ago. Back on, back on Wednesday, May came in relief against the Cardinals. He worked one inning, allowed three hits, a couple of runs. They were all earned, walked a batter. He didn't strike out any. His cap just keeps flying off. He hit 99 there. Boy, he's in close on Moore, though. Three balls and a strike. He can throw the fastball, but can he locate it? Come on, cowball. Ring it strong. Here's the 3-1 that bounces away from the catcher. It'll be ball four as Moore tosses off all his equipment and his bat heads to first base.
All right.
Ayad Acernia is going to come up to the plate here for the Cardinals with a runner at first base. Only one out. Rivas is on deck. May has thrown 12 pitches, 5 for strikes. He's reached triple digits a few times here already. Curveball strike. Righty and lefty matchup. The kick, the pitch, that one's outside. So May 4-1, 5.79 ERA. Peers over his shoulder, then delivers. Hard hit ball up the middle, but Arroyo is there. Steps on second, throws to first, and that's the ball game. So Ayad Acernia hits into a double play, and that'll do it as the Tortugas stop the win streak of the Cardinals here in this series, as the Cardinals won the first four games against the Tortugas, but then drop this one 11-7 to Daytona. Stay with us. I'll be back right after this short, quick break. We'll wrap it up in our post-game show. But once again, the Tortugas win 11-7 as the Cardinals fall for the first time in this series to the Tortugas.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family unit.
Welcome back to our post-game show. We're going to wrap it up right here in Game 5 of the 6-game set, as the first time here in this series this week that their Tortugas have come up victorious as they win tonight's ball game 11-7. The Cardinals won the first four ball games, and they actually have now a 17-9 record, still a winning record against the Tortugas this season. And it'll still be a winning series in favor of the Cardinals, even with this loss. They're getting ready for the run around the bases here on Kids Club Night. It's always fun. So Daytona, 15 hits, 11 runs. The Palm Beach Cardinals, 7 hits and 7 runs. No errors by any team. The win goes to Brathwaite. He's 1-0. Garcia picks up the loss. He's now 4-6. The Cardinals, they came out in the bottom of the first off the bat of Jimmy Crooks. A solo shot over the right field wall, and the Cardinals looked like they were going to be cruising again here, you know, in tonight's game. It was a 1-0, you know, ball game right from the get-go. But what happened in the top of the second? But the Tortugas batted around and actually sent all 9 hitters to the plate, and Tanner, he got to bat twice, and so did Arroyo. 7 runs crossed the plate for the Tortugas, and they were up then 7-1. But the Cardinals, they knew they could beat this team, and they responded with 3 runs in the second, as with 1 out, Ayanda Cernia walked, Rivas walked, and Curiel walked. So the bases were loaded for Nathan Church, the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. He singled to right, drove in a run. Fielder's choice is what Jimmy Crooks hit, and he drove in another run. That inning, 3 runs crossed the plate, like I mentioned. So wasn't too bad of a ball game at that point, as the Cardinals were only down by 3, a 7-4 advantage for Daytona. Then the fourth came, the bottom of the fourth. The Cardinals, another good inning for them, as Rivas led off with the walk. Then with 1 out, Church, he came up to the plate again, and he walked. Jimmy Crooks tripled and drove in both Rivas and Church. So 3 runs tied up the ball game there for the Cardinals and the Tortugas. A 7-7 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. At that point, Daytona was being held scoreless for 5 innings. It wasn't until the top of the 8th inning, it was still 7-7. One of these teams is going to have to win, right? But who would have known that their Tortugas would score then 4 runs in the 8th? And when I say they were quiet runs, they really were. Justin Boyd walked, Yasiel Pino walked, and then with 1 out, Confidant and a new pitcher on the hill, he walked. Sacrifice fly, a wild pitch, pass ball, another run scored. Callahan, sacrifice fly, drove in a run. And then Jack Rogers came to the plate, and he singled to center field but drove in 2 runs. So 4 runs crossed the plate, and that gave the Daytona Tortugas the 11-7 advantage and also the win, as the Cardinals could not come up with any runs in the 8th or 9th inning. So what a game it was here at the Dean. What time is it? 9:08. It was really a 3-hour contest here today. We started at 6 o'clock. When we take a look, at the Cardinals offensively. We did have some really good production at the top of the order. Nathan Church was 2 for 4, scored a run and drove in a run. And then Jimmy Crooks III, the catcher for the Cardinals tonight, went 3 for 4. I mentioned the solo home run, the triple, and drove in 4 runs, scored 2 himself. So a great job by Church and Crooks at the top of the order there. It was just a tough one for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Pope came in. He did a great job in relief. Went 3 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, but no runs and no walks, and struck out 2. Just a tough break here for the Cardinals, but we'll see where the standings shake up today. Let me see if I can go back to the Cardinals. Here we are, and see if we've got the updated standings too. But right now, the Cardinals are 34-24. St. Lucie won today, so they're 30-29 and probably just 4 games back. Whereas Jupiter lost, so they're 25-33, and we'll see how far back they are. Let's see if we've got an updated standings right now. We do. So the Cardinals, 34-24, they are in first place right now. St. Lucie, 30-28, 4 back, and Jupiter, 25-33. So 4 back, Jupiter, 9 back. The Cardinals, as we talked about, the overall. So if somehow, you know, St. Lucie does take over the lead next week, the overall record, whoever has the best record, will play the St. Lucie Mets in the division series in the playoffs. And right now, as far as overall records go, Palm Beach has the better record at 64-58, where Jupiter is 59-63. The magic number was 5 today. Taking a look, my Wi-Fi is going a little slow right now. It still might remain at 5 again, right? So we will wait and see. But right now, nobody has clinched the playoffs for here in the second half yet. It's going down to the wire as we head to Game 6 tomorrow. Once again, no fans in the stands, no tickets sold, but we'll have a few fans, family members, friends, and definitely listen here at 12 noon. The game will be played. 12 noon is our start here at the Dean for the final game of the series between the Daytona Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals. I do want to thank my partner here tonight. I didn't know he was going to do so much work, but boy, didn't he sound great on the broadcast. Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench from the Cincinnati Reds, played his whole career there. And boy, he won 14. Was he in 14 All-Star games? Won, you know, a few MVPs there, also of the World Series. Did so much for the game of baseball, and is still doing a lot, as he has the Johnny Bench Golf Classic coming up. Don't forget about that. Go to johnnybench.com and check out, get all the information that you need for the Johnny Bench Golf Classic. I'm quickly trying to get there for you. It is on October 13th and 14th. There'll be a charity auction. Lots of golf, he said, lots of fun, lots of good music, and it's all to benefit the Believers Academy to help educate and employ kids with disabilities. So a great cause. So go check that out at johnnybench.com. Check out the Johnny Bench Golf Classic. It's coming up next month. Thank you so much, Johnny, for joining me here for a couple of innings on the broadcast. But once again, the Cardinals fall to the Tortugas here in Game 5, 11-7. I'm Lisa Pride. I thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Come back again tomorrow at noon for Game 6 of this 6-game set. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Have a great night, everyone.
Other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn.